That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 4/30/19.
We got a great show for you coming up on the Gym Class for a Friday on KGYM. We are going to talk with Iowa's Nicholas Bear, the graduating senior from the Iowa men's basketball team. Also, national wrestling champion for the second time, Spencer Lee, will join us coming up on the program today. We'll take a look back at last night's Sweet 16 action and a look ahead to tonight. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Friday on KGYM. .304 on a Friday. Welcome in. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 107.5, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Terrific show. We're going to talk to Nicholas Bear. Spencer Lee going to be joining us as well. Get you updated on what's happening in the world of golf at the match play in Austin, Texas, and a whole lot more as we look back in some interesting basketball last night, and look ahead to some basketball coming up tonight. We've got the second half of the Elite Eight, the Sweet 16. Well, they'll make the Elite Eight. Sweet 16, night two, coming up for you tonight here on KGYM. We'll start it off at 6 o'clock, and four games coming your way this evening. LSU, Michigan State will get things underway. Then it's North Carolina and Auburn, Duke, Virginia Tech in an ACC rematch, and then Kentucky in Houston. Cats, cats, cats. Nothing but cats in that one as the two sites, Kansas City and Washington, D.C. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and Sea Avenue, Northeast and Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Stop on by when you're at Third Base. You're practically home. The presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program each and every day. And we thank them for it very much right here on KGYM. Also have for you coming up a little bit later on before 4 o'clock today, courtesy of the Community Crisis Services and Food Bank. And we are going to have your opportunity to win a gift card to Hudson Southside Tap down in Iowa City, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And we'll give you that information and more and a chance to win coming up before 4 o'clock today. I think your bracket is still okay.
It's okay.
Not that anyone cares out there in radio land.
I've got Texas Tech going to the Final Four, and that certainly helped last night. But Gonzaga made me a believer. I thought Florida State would beat the Zags.
Foul trouble hurt them.
Yep. Gonzaga, very good team. But I'm doing okay.
At about 8:30, I pronounced my bracket on life support, and the plug was pulled at about 10:40. Actually, a lot earlier than that, because Michigan, that was the Michigan team that showed up in Iowa City in late January and shot the ball
so poorly.
They
didn't make a 3-point goal, did they?
Till the very end. They had a walk-on, I believe.
Where have we heard that before?
Make a three at the very end, and it was an ugly three.
He banked it in, didn't he?
No, it got caught in the back of the rim and kind of took a weird bounce and kind of fell in awkwardly, but that was kind of the way the night went for the Michigan Wolverines. One Big Ten team did not look good against the lone remaining Big 12 team, who looked dynamite last night. The other Big Ten team, the Purdue Boilermakers, knocked out Tennessee last night. And Carson Edwards has been absolutely nothing short of spectacular. Alex and I were talking about this in the sports office a little bit earlier on today. As of right now, there's no doubt Carson Edwards is the player of this tournament. Most outstanding player of the tournament so far, averaging over 30 points a game, and was terrific again for Purdue last night.
I wouldn't disagree with you, but what about Ryan Klein?
It's been good.
27 points, and the threes that he made. I mean, we've seen some ungodly threes from Jordan Bohannon in certain games against Iowa this past season. That's close to home and easy to remember, but Klein created his shots, three-point shots. He made some off-balance threes, and really at crucial times. Just a great shooting performance by him.
Yes, perhaps overshadowed, though, by certainly the most controversial call of the tournament so far. Would you say the foul call on Tennessee, on Carson Edwards, on his three-point shot with a couple seconds remaining in the ball
game. You got to let Edwards come down, and the Tennessee player did not allow him to do that.
I would agree. However, that same action occurred in every NCAA tournament game.
I don't disagree with you.
And nothing has been called. Kind of opposite of what we talked about yesterday with Kevin Lehman. How things change at the end of the game. Well, that was the 180-degree opposite. Because he came down. Yes, there was a little bit of contact with the lower body. And you must protect the shooter. There's no doubt about that. At first blush, I'm happy for Purdue. First time in 19 years they've been back as far as they've been, but I feel bad for Tennessee because I'm not so sure I would have made that call in that position.
You know what I liked? I like Gene Keady being shown on TV more than Jerry Jones ever was. That was great.
Gene, the comb over looks great.
Well, he had a hat on, so
well,
of course
I know,
it
but
did.
He took the hat off once, and the comb over looked great. Gene looks just like he did. A little older in the face, but by God, he could go out there and chew on officials just as good as he did about 10 years ago before Matt Painter.
He's got to be proud of Painter, one of his former players, and Painter served as an assistant under him for 1 year. And now Painter, next to Tom Izzo, is the longest tenured Big Ten coach and has done a phenomenal job. I think an underrated job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. John Beilein, I think a terrific job as well this year, losing 3 1,000-point scorers from that Michigan team of a year ago and getting them to the Sweet 16. No one thought Purdue was going to be in the top three of the Big Ten, let alone in the final eight of the country. And Matt Painter has just done an outstanding job. I would agree with you on that. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line is open, I should say. 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. If you would like to weigh in here on the program today. Nicholas Bear is going to join us. Plenty of things to ask the outgoing Hawkeye senior about. The season, the career. I want to find out if he's still watching the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. We'll talk with him.
Well, he would have had a vested interest in the Purdue-Tennessee game, that's for sure.
I would think. I mean, if I was in the shoes of a Nicholas Bear or somebody else like that, I would still watch the tournament. You don't turn your basketball, you know, you don't turn off the switch just like that. You want to see how things progress. You love the game.
Maybe everybody's different. Maybe you just want to decompress and get away from basketball.
That could be.
Yeah.
That's why I want to find out. That's one of the pressing questions to ask Nicholas Bear. We'll do that, the former walk-on from Bettendorf. We'll do that coming up in a little bit. Spencer Lee will join us as well.
Yeah, and if you have a suggestion for a question on either of our guests today, feel free to give us a text. 319-366-1600. That's our Hurtina & Stocker Jeweler text line. Hurtina & Stocker located in downtown Iowa City or online at hurtinaandstockerjewelers.com. 53-92, Tennessee got robbed, plain and simple.
I thought it was a no-call, man. I thought it was a no-call. Gene Steratore thought it was a foul, though. He's sticking up for his guys. You go through every game and there's contact so much they let go. And then that one was called. And I texted you. I said, I feel great for Purdue, but you know how much that cost Tennessee last night?
Yeah.
That cost them dollars, prestige, trip to the final, Elite Eight. Holy cow. Now, he could have made all three, and they could have lost in that fashion. Could have made one free throw.
Tennessee is fortunate to be in that position. I mean, down 18 at one point, right?
Yes.
Something like that.
And turned it on. They did the opposite. They did an Oppo, Iowa, the Volunteers did. Came out flat and then caught fire in the second half, much the opposite of what they did on Sunday against the Hawkeyes. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, a couple minutes away from talking with Nicholas Bear here.
We'll have an Emil's Hideaway poll question for you momentarily. But another good run of games tonight. Really good run of games. And
which one do you like the most?
Oh, boy.
I like Houston and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was waiting for Texas Tech and Michigan, and I know the world had so much fun with that on social networking last night because it was, what, 6-6 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. But it was defense. Reggie Miller got it. It was great defense. Those are two of the top five defensive teams in college basketball, and they were just slugging it out. And that's what made that fun, in my mind anyway. I like defense, though.
I'm going to see if Auburn can run with North Carolina.
Could be a shorthanded North Carolina team tonight, too.
Yeah.
I like Houston and Kentucky, though. That's the one
that'd be a good game.
I'm kind of looking forward to, because the first one to 90 might win that one.
Mm.
Okay, 80.
Yeah.
First one to 50 was going to win Michigan-Texas Tech last night. There was no doubt about that. First one to 50, and it was Texas Tech. They look really good. Culver's a good player.
He is a good player and a very good defensive team.
Oh, they're amazing.
As I filled out my bracket, I continued to go back to that game in Ames, during which Texas Tech beat the Cyclones. So that's kind of stuck in my mind.
Yeah. All right, 3:14. We're going to take a break. Come back. Nicholas Bear will join us. We'll talk with the outgoing Iowa senior men's basketball player after this here on KGYM.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards' Crazy Day Sale. Get a gas mower for just $99 after rebate. A gallon of Dutch Boy DuraClean interior flat paint is $9.98 after sale price and rebate. Grab a 7-foot ladder for $39.99 after rebate. Enjoy the outdoors with a 10-foot kayak. Just $149 after rebate. These deals are so crazy, they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards' Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
The Leaderboard is a brand new sports bar in North Liberty with a passion for golf. Tee up in one of their five PGA indoors golf simulators featuring over 40 different courses. Watch sports year-round on the Leaderboard's 24K TVs. Play mini golf, skee ball, darts, pool, pinball, and classic arcade games and enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 too. Set up your tee time by calling 319-289-0152. The Leaderboard, 680 Mead Drive, corner of West Penn and 965 in North Liberty, where your next shot is your best shot.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Back with you in the gym class here for a Friday on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you, taking you through the Friday edition of the show. NCAA basketball, the second half of the Sweet 16 coming up at 6 o'clock for you tonight. All three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. We are very happy to have Nicholas Bear joining us, the outgoing senior for the Iowa men's basketball team, former sixth man of the year in the Big Ten, former walk-on out of Bettendorf, and crowd favorite, I think I can say that, certainly down at Carver Hawkeye Arena, joining us on the program here on this Friday. And Nicholas, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. And I got to ask you, now that the run for the Hawks is over, do you still pay a great deal of attention to the NCAA tournament, or are you kind of decompressing a little bit away from basketball?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to say thanks for having me on the show. I'm doing a little bit of both. Last night, instead of watching some of the games, I went to Game of Thrones trivia night with some of my buddies. So I had a chance to do that. But, I mean, anybody who's a basketball fan loves watching the NCAA tournament. So I'll be tuning in tonight, and I'll be looking forward to watching that with some of my buddies. But, I mean, it's the greatest event in all of sports, so getting a chance to watch it's something I'm looking forward to.
You got a little trivia out there, so what are you an expert in? What's your category for trivia?
Well, I mean, I'm a Game of Thrones guy, and I'm a Harry Potter guy. Those are my two go-to ones. I like history, too. I had a history minor here at University of Iowa, so I like to take advantage of that. But I'm pretty much I'm up for anything.
Nicholas, take us back to the second halves of the Cincinnati and Tennessee games. As you reflect on those games, what do you most think about?
I mean, I just think about our resilience. I think there are times, especially in that Cincinnati game, you know, we got down 18-5. We were able to just claw our way back. And I think the important thing to note about both those comebacks were, you know, there's no 10-point play. There's no 20-point play or anything like that. So I was really proud of how we were able to chip away at all those leads. And it helps when you got guys like Jordan Bohannon and Joe Wieskamp, Isaiah Moss, guys who can really knock down shots. And then we were able to go inside as well and, you know, score without the clock moving at the free throw line.
Well, don't discount your part in that as well, deflecting passes, hustling, doing what you do. And it just had to be, and it was, in essence, especially against Cincinnati, that was a road game, basically, for you guys in Columbus.
Yeah, there was a lot of Cincinnati people there. And that's what we kind of expected. We knew that going in once we saw the draw that, you know, they're going to have quite a few fans there. But I was really appreciative of our fans who made a lot of noise there as well. And that's the beauty of a neutral court is that you get some people to come on your side too. And I think some of the neutrals were rooting for us. But, I mean, that's what makes the NCAA tournament so much fun, getting to play in atmospheres like that.
Your role was so much different in high school, Nicholas, and you weren't asked to take the three, shoot from outside. Did you always have the ability to shoot from outside and brought it with you to Iowa, or how did you develop?
Yeah, I've always been confident in my shot. I was more of a mid-range shooter in high school, and you know, I felt very comfortable in that area. But I understood coming to Iowa, I'd have to expand my role a little bit and expand my range. So I just got a lot of shots in with my redshirt year, and I began to feel more and more comfortable with it. And I think at the end of the day, it's just about if you shoot it with confidence or not. And I was, you know, confident in my mechanics. I was confident in my shot, and I think that showed especially in this past season.
You remember the day you learned you were going to get a scholarship?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget that day. That was, you know, after our – a week or two after our season ended against Villanova. And I just had a postseason meeting with Coach McCaffrey, and he said, we got a scholarship available, and we're going to give it to you, and, you know, you earned it. And I think that's something I always appreciate about Coach McCaffrey is, you know, he gives things based on merit, you know, and you have to earn for what you have to work for what you earn, and you have to earn what you get for. So, I mean, I'll always remember that life-changing day for me, for my family, and really a dream come true.
Nicholas Bear joining us, Friday edition of the Gym Class here at 321. And just kind of piggybacking off of that here, Nicholas, a little bit. Was there kind of a day, I mean, watching you in high school, I knew you had the ability anyway to play at this level. Was there a day maybe in practice or at a game or what have you that you kind of said to yourself, hey, you know, I'm making this thing happen here and I'm going to play a big role in this thing before I'm through?
Yeah, I think I remember going to play at North Carolina when I was redshirt in my freshman year, and I remember thinking, wow, like, this is a big stage. I'm not sure if I'm, you know, ready for this. And it was like one of my first few – we've been practicing for maybe like 5 or 6 weeks. And then I remember as the season went on, you know, there were a couple other big games, and I remember being on the bench thinking to myself, you know, I can see myself playing. I feel comfortable now. Like, I can be, you know, ready for this level. And I think when you play against guys like Aaron White and Jared Uthoff in practice, and obviously they're really good players and they, you know, kick my butt, you know, quite a bit. But as the time went on, I was able to, you know, compete with them and hang with them. And I think that gave me confidence as well to play alongside those guys.
Phenomenal career, Nicholas. Wonder if you have any regrets or are there too few to mention?
No, I mean, I don't really regret anything. I mean, obviously last season, you know, we went 14-19. That wasn't, you know, a pleasant one. But, you know, I think that's, you know, a year that I learned the most about myself. And I think that's a year that even if it was, you know, really difficult, it was something that really helped me develop and grow. And I think a lot of guys on the team can say that. And I'm really proud of how we bounced back this year. I was really proud of, the fight we showed, the result we showed throughout this season. And I'm glad that I can, go out and, with my time here on the right note, being able to get us back to the NCAA tournament, get a win, and get us back to where we think this program should be.
Yeah, we know there were some rough patches in your personal life with your family and whatnot, certainly rough times. How did that affect you at the time and then going forward?
Yeah, I think that definitely affected me, absolutely. But it provided an opportunity for our family to become closer together, and it allowed me to use basketball as a release, something that I've always been proud of, is letting basketball, using basketball as a vehicle for opportunities. And I was able to pour my energy into basketball, and that provided me with this opportunity here at the University of Iowa. And I could not be more grateful to, Coach McCaffrey for, giving me this opportunity here, and just allow me to really develop and grow both as a person and as a player here at Iowa.
Well, talking about Coach McCaffrey a little bit, what was it like playing for Fran? Obviously, the public persona is out there, whatever the case may be. Seems like either big-time Coach McCaffrey fans or some people aren't. I mean, just to flat-out put it out there. What's it like to be around him on a daily basis?
Yeah, I love Coach McCaffrey, man. I mean, he's a guy who he gave me the opportunity to live out my dream here at Iowa, and that's something I'm always going to be grateful for. And, he's also someone who put me on scholarship. And, I think a lot of people knew I wasn't going to be transferring anywhere, but, he didn't have to give me a scholarship, but he did because I earned it. And I think that's something that a lot of players appreciate about Coach McCaffrey, is he's very direct and he's very truthful with you. He'll shoot you straight. And, something I always enjoyed about, playing under Coach McCaffrey is he'll just, he'll let you know where you need to improve, and he'll also let you know when you're doing things really well. And I think the confidence he instills in his players is something that goes unnoticed quite a bit. He's telling, our shooters, hey, if you're open, shoot it. Joe, knock it down. Isaiah, you're one of the best shooters on the team. Keep shooting. And I think just the confidence he instills in his players is something that I've always appreciated, and I think all players really appreciate too.
Nicholas, what are your aspirations? I don't know that you would necessarily follow in your dad's footsteps as a sports broadcaster where he was here in town. We knew him well.
Yeah.
But
maybe he'll take our job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He could very well. Are you ready to still lace up the sneakers or what?
Yeah, I'm still going to try and play. My goal right now is to play professionally, and I think that's most likely going to be overseas. That's an opportunity I'm excited about. I've had the chance to talk to a few of my former teammates who are playing over there, and is hearing about their experiences, and I think if I can make a career playing basketball for as long as I can, I think that's something that I definitely want to take advantage of and take the reins on that opportunity. I understand, I can't, can't play basketball forever by any means. So I think, after that, I'd like to come back and, finish my grad school. I got 9 semesters left of my graduate degree here at the University of Iowa with sports and recreation management. So that's something I'd be interested in. And then, I thought about maybe getting into TV broadcasting. I think that's something I've always been interested in too. But outside of that, I've had some opportunities to get to know a lot of people here at Iowa, and I'd imagine myself staying around here in some capacity.
I'm sure your dad would have some advice in that regard.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Very much so. One shot that you will you're always going to remember throughout your career at Iowa. What would it be?
I think I always remember that one I had against Michigan this year. I think we were on a run, and I took a deep transition three, and they called a timeout right after. I just remember looking up 33-19, and I think that's the loudest I've heard Carver. I always remember that. And I think what made that moment even more special, too, is just how all genuinely excited all my teammates were for me, but also for our team. That was a big win for us, court storming. And those are the type of wins, those are the type of atmospheres you want to play in at Carver.
And like you said, building a legacy to get Iowa basketball back to where it was back mm-hmm. in the day a little bit. And I know that's something that you're going to try to instill on the guys that are left there on what should be a heck of a team next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are excited, and rightfully so, for Iowa basketball. especially next year. And we got a lot of guys coming back, you know, majority of our scorers. You know, it will be a very veteran group, a lot of, you know, seniors, a lot of juniors. So I think it's important that these guys had some postseason success this year so they could have, you know, a little bit of an understanding about what it takes to get to this level and to execute at this level. And also we got some young guys coming in too, you know, Patrick McCaffrey, Joe Toussaint, guys who are really going to, you know, help and impact the program. And I think when you look at a few guys redshirting, you know, Cordell Pemsel, CJ Frederick, Jack Nungy, all guys who've improved and utilized this redshirt year to get better. So I'm excited. You know, I'll be excited to watch them. Absolutely. And I think Hawkeye fans have every right to, you know, be ready for next season.
Well, look for him at your local trivia contest, answering questions about history and Game of Thrones. And
yep.
In the meantime, Nicholas, thanks for from a lot of the Hawkeye fans on a great career for Iowa, and best of luck in the future. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and thanks again for having me.
All right, Nicholas Baer joining us here on the program here on a Friday edition of the show here on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back. Spencer Lee is going to join us next. We go from basketball to the mat, talk a little wrestling with the two-time NCAA champ when we return.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to tackle that brake job. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralask brake bundle has the proven tough pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Started at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline MaxLife motor oil for $25.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Samsung Stainless Steel Side-by-Side Refrigerator, just $9.98. You save $300. It's big enough to hold 25 bags of groceries. Unload those, and if that makes you thirsty, you'll really love the external ice maker and water dispenser. Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through April 17th.
Back in the gym class here in KGYM for this Friday. We'll talk a little bit more about the Sweet 16 coming up tonight. We'll do that here in just a little bit. 6 o'clock for the games. Coming your way, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And talking a lot of wrestling here throughout the season as we wind things down as far as the NCAA season is concerned. And to talk with us now, two-time NCAA 125-pound champion, Iowa sophomore Spencer Lee, joining us here on a Friday edition of the show. And Spencer, congratulations on win number two. It's never easy, but very satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
You had time to take a look back on it and just kind of, you know, think about it now that you've had a chance to take away from the mat a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy that I was able to end a, you know, my second season on top again, and it was exciting. You know, it was just a lot of fun competing with my teammates and wrestling as hard as I could on such a big stage.
Spencer, we talked to Mark Ironside on Wednesday about a variety of topics, but one of the things that came up was your, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but your match against Piccinini in Stillwater. I know that didn't sit well with you, but I wonder if that changed your mindset at all about the rest of the season.
Well, I mean, I hear from a lot of great athletes that they learn more from a loss and they grow from it. And I knew that, you know, Tom, Terry, Morningstar, and Telford, my coaches, they knew that I had things I needed to improve on, and we didn't have a lot of time, so I just had to believe in them and listen to them and do what we agreed to together as a team was the best for me. And you know, I mean, after that loss, I mean, I hadn't been pinned in, I don't know, 11 years or something like that. It was the second time I've ever been pinned, so it was hard going, getting over it for a little bit, but you couldn't dwell on it because you had to focus on the next best thing, and that was you know, Big Ten at the time.
Right, and the mindset got going, got through the Big Tens, made it to the national tournament, and I think you outscored your opponents something like 55-7 or something like that. So you kicked it into the extra gear, obviously, when you got to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, it just Terry Brands tells, you know, I said this at NCAAs, he tells our team that big-time wrestlers show up at big-time matches, and, you know, NCAAs is the biggest stage. And you have to believe that. You got to believe that, you know, you're going to wrestle your best when the brightest lights are on you. And, you know, that was, I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know if that was the reason I won, but, I mean, I'm sure it helped believing in my ability.
Spencer, was it harder to win the first one or repeat?
I think it's always harder to repeat, if you want me to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the first time, it's like, there's so many reasons that go into it. The first time, it's different. You know, you're so hungry. You're so, you know, you want to feel that feeling. But, and then the second time, you almost, if you're complacent thinking that, yeah, I'm just that good, then you're going to get beat. You know, mm-hmm. You're going to get punched in the mouth a little bit. So you have to find a drive, you know. It's got to be the same. And in my opinion, it's got to be even more than the first time you won. So yeah. I think it's more difficult.
You beat Jack Mueller in the finals from Virginia. He was undefeated going in there. And what was the thing you wanted to do right away and that you did accomplish in getting that victory?
Well, I mean, I always want to score points fast and a lot. You know, I want to score a lot of points. And I didn't score a lot of points that match. But, I mean, I scored pretty early. And you know, I put a hard ride. I almost turned him at the end of the first. And you know, I just had to, you know, I wasn't worried about just riding him. I wanted to turn him. You know, I think I just want to keep scoring points. That was the big thing. Just keep on scoring points. The next hold, the next turn. What's next? So,
One of the Iowa fans wanted me to ask you, Spencer, about the Big Tens in Minneapolis, and they don't like Iowa wrestlers too well. Do you hear the boos? Does that motivate you or what?
I mean, I feel like there's always going to be rivalries and people that don't like your university, and you can't let it bother you, really, because, I mean, I said this, people are going to believe in you and people aren't going to believe in you. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you still have to do what you set out to do, regardless of people booing you or not. I mean, I got booed when I lost in the state finals to my teammate now, because, you know, I wasn't the underdog, I was undefeated. And I lost my last match, and people booed me because, one, I didn't go to Penn State, and I went to Iowa, and I was in PA, you know, and two, because I lost. And it just, you know, I couldn't let it get to me. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I still had to win that match. And, I mean, I ended up not winning, but, you know, you learn from that. You learn from the experiences that you go through in your life.
Right, and now there's never time off. As far as an athlete is concerned. So you get ready to get into your junior year now and keep going, right?
Correct.
What's going to be, what are you working on now, maybe through the summer anyway, and looking forward to for the next season?
Well, I just got to focus on just improving as a whole and just, I mean, I guess I got ridden out, but So work on bottom maybe. Second time I think I've ever been ridden out. But I mean, freestyle season's upon us. I love freestyle. It's my preferred style of wrestling. I think it's more exciting, more action, more rewarding, and less and more risk in freestyle. So I think it's just anyone can win in one exchange. So I look forward to that. It's been a while since I wrestled freestyle.
You should have a heck of a team next year, Spencer, and a lot of excuse me, wrestlers coming back. But it is an Olympic year. Is will you have consider any thoughts of taking an Olympic red shirt?
I mean, I could take one, yes, but I haven't made any decision or haven't really talked about it with the coaches yet.
Okay.
Yeah, and six All-Americans all coming back. Kemmer also back into the fold as well. You guys got to be really looking forward to the next season.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're focused on the summer and improving. And if people are going to make world teams this summer, you know, we're gonna work hard towards that goal. And then next season we'll really focus on being the best we can as a team and bonding even closer than we already are because we see each other as family. And then having a great season.
How about the workout partners you got in the room? You got a chance to go up against kind of on a daily basis some outstanding people.
Yeah, I mean, University of Iowa has given me some incredible opportunities with partners. I mean, Thomas Gilman, Corey Clark. Like, when I was first here, the partners I had were, like, I went Matt McDonough, Corey Clark, Gilman, Dardane's brothers. Like, and then you had all the college athletes on the team that were already, you know, really good. I mean, Dan Dennis was there, too. and then we have... No Deer, he's from Uzbekistan. He's a world team member for them. You got DeSanto, Glenn. And, you know, I mean, I could name half my team. They're all incredible partners.
It's kind of sick, really.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunities here for, especially not just for a lightweight. We're getting better everywhere, but for me, especially, I think our lightweights are pretty. It's pretty incredible.
Go-to food after the season.
You know, as people always think, like, so a lot of wrestlers, like, they have, like, a cheat meal or whatever. But, I mean, I really don't eat any different.
Mm.
I probably lose weight out of season because I'm not, like, especially now, I'm lighter now than I was during season because I'm not, like, fueling for practice or anything because I'm kind of taking a little bit of time off right now. But, so I really, like, I mean, I like calzones. I'm, like... I always have a calzone if I win a big tournament.
There you go.
I haven't had one yet, but or a milkshake. That was my thing. You know, I always milkshake when I win a tournament. I mean, I haven't had one yet, but I mean, I might eventually. I don't know yet. We'll see.
Don't deprive yourself. Don't deprive yourself, Spencer. Come on.
Get out there and get one.
I don't know.
Yeah, good stuff there. And you talk about a family, and we kind of kid Mark Ironside when he's here about all the fun that you guys have on trips, things like that, whether it be bus ride, airplane ride, whatever the case may be. And as G to PG rated as you can, can you just describe the atmosphere in the road trips?
I'm the most PG person you're ever going to meet. First of all, but I think what makes us so close is that we're just like, we treat each other like brothers. You know, you always have, I mean, I don't know if you guys have brothers. I don't. I have a twin sister, so mm-hmm. I don't relate as well to that, but you know how people mess with their brothers and like when you get into fights, but then you do anything for them. That's kind of how we are as a team. Like we're all like big, when things become serious, they really step it up. I mean, I think every single one of my teammates went up to me that day that was on that trip and told them that they loved me because they knew I was going to be in a hard place for a little while there. And they knew that they had to help me move on and improve and focus on improvement. And that's something that's going to resonate with me forever.
Well, along those, along those lines, a longtime Iowa wrestling fan noticed this year that you seem to have a more chemistry than ever before, from the standpoint of when you're on the mat or Stoll's on the mat, all the teammates are close by, mat side, what have you.
Well, I think that's common with most teams. You know, when you want to watch your teammates, but for us, it's like, if you're not watching him, what are you doing? Like, there's nothing else you should be doing unless you need to get ready yourself for a match than watching your teammates wrestle, because this is a brotherhood, this is family, and we all want to see each other succeed on the highest level. So I would encourage, you know, every team to be like that. But I think what we have is really special, and we're continue to have that bond. And yeah, I mean, I love every one of my teammates like brothers, and I would do anything for them just as they would do anything for me.
You like having each meet start at 125. Sometimes there's a draw. But
that's a good question.
You gotta like going out there first and getting everybody whooped up, right?
I mean, I'm a routine person, so it I do like being the first match, and I don't know. It just doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't really matter if they draw or not, because you still got to wrestle, and the only thing that changes is a little bit, might change your routine a little bit just to adapt to, you know, the situation, right?
Yeah.
You got to learn how to adapt and survive, and that's, you know, that's human nature. But for me, I mean, yeah, of course I'm going to prefer 125, starting at 125. I like starting the team off, and you know, that's just who I am.
God, calzone sounds good right now.
Not to influence you or anything, Spencer, but I know you'll get that taken care of and checked off your list sometime.
Oh, okay.
Hey, congratulations on number 2, and best of luck in the off season, freestyle, and getting ready for the next season for the Hawkeyes. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Spencer Lee, the two-time national champion at 125 pounds for the Iowa wrestling team, joining us here on the program. It is 340, we'll call it 346, coming up on 346. And right now, I'm going to give your final opportunity to win a $30 gift card to Hudson Southside Tap on Highway 1 West down in Iowa City. Maybe you'll see Spencer Lee down there having a milkshake, a calzone, or whatever. We're not going to guarantee you that, but it could happen. It could happen. You never know.
It could.
You never know. Or if it's trivia night, you could see Bear answering questions about the Game of Thrones. At any rate, thanks to Community Crisis Services and Food Bank of Iowa City, formerly the Crisis Center. They're ready to listen 7 days a week. Amazing volunteers standing by to help. It's free, it's confidential, and secure. Head to iowacrisischat.org for more information. Courtesy of those good folks, we got a $30 gift card to Hudson Southside Tap for you. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You will pick that up. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you on the Gym Class for a Friday after this.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work, and it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
Spring is a time for new beginnings and new ways to get smart rock and roll. Smart FM's got you covered with your favorite tunes spanning decades. Lacing up your running shoes? Tune to Smart FM. Getting ready to grill on the deck? Season your steak with Smart FM. Shining up those golf clubs in the garage? Keep your radio locked on Smart FM, Eastern Iowa's home for smart rock. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Prospect Meadows opens this May in the corridor. This brand new baseball and softball complex will provide local kids with new opportunities, host teams from around the Midwest, and offer real economic impact locally. It also features the only special needs field in our area. Be part of Prospect Meadows. For a limited time only, they're offering custom inscribed baseballs to be featured on their Rotary donor wall at the main entrance. Reserve yours this week at prospectmeadows.com. Proceeds from the donor wall will help complete this first-class complex and give all children a place to play.
Congratulations to Mike in North Liberty. He's going to be headed to have on us, along with Community Crisis Services and Food Bank, dinner at Hudson Southside Tap down in Iowa City. 3:49 here on the program, and we've got a poll question for you to think about. Go to KGYMradio.com and answer our Emil's Hideaway poll question.
Will the Elite Eight feature all four number one seeds? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Pretty good possibility.
Good possibility. Gonzaga looked really good last night. Top offensive team probably in the tournament against the top defensive team in the tournament. Defense wins championships, Mark. I like your Texas Tech pick.
Yeah.
I like your Texas Tech pick. I think I'm going to back them. Going into that game tomorrow.
I wonder when the last time that happened.
Offense versus defense?
No, one again, four ones.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it happens every year in the NCAA women's tournament.
Pretty much. Oh, we'll get to that in a moment. But it hasn't been too long ago. Within the last decade, I believe. Kyle looked that up. Kyle, look that up. Number ones. When the last time all four number one seeds made it to the NCAA Final Four. He's on it. All right. 3:50 here on the program. We've got the Sweet 16, night two tonight at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, we've got for you, I believe, at 4 o'clock, the Elite Eight getting underway. It'll be Gonzaga and Texas Tech in one of the ball games. What's the other game coming up tomorrow? That would be short-term memory is kicking in right now, Mark.
I know the feeling. We have two games tomorrow,
who
right?
Who won last night? See, when your bracket is busted, you really don't even care. Kyle knows. Kyle, who's the other game tomorrow? It's Gonzaga and Texas Tech, and who's the other game?
I came in here for your other question.
Okay.
Gonzaga.
Virginia?
Oh, Virginia and Purdue.
Yeah.
Virginia and Purdue.
Yes. No,
it hasn't been that long ago, right?
No, and it was the only time it happened. It was back in 2008. Your Derrick Rose led Memphis, Kansas,
well, they had to
North
give that
Carolina,
up.
UCLA.
2008, huh?
Yep.
They had to give that up.
But yeah, I was actually surprised to learn that's the only time it's ever happened.
I knew it happened recently. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's prompt service.
Thank you,
right,
Schwab
there.
Of KGYM.
There's a lot of pros on those teams. Kevin Love on UCLA. The Morris twins for Kansas, I believe.
Derrick Rose is pretty good. Until the injury. Mm-hmm. Still good.
Yeah.
Still good.
Big time comeback this year. I know you're a big NBA guy. What'd you think of his comeback?
I don't know. Does he play for Niagara? Uh-huh. Who's got a new coach, by the way? Patrick Beilein.
Yes.
John's son,
yeah.
Was named the coach at Niagara yesterday, coming up from Lemoyne College, a Division II school. So, by the way, Lemoyne was also one of John Beilein's stops. I believe that was the last time he got a technical
before
the game at Penn State this year. 3:52. Also tomorrow morning, the Iowa women will take on North Carolina State in a Sweet 16 game down in Greensboro, North Carolina, the Greensboro Coliseum, venerable old place down in Greensboro. A lot of history to that arena. And, you know, we're not going to surprise anyone by saying this. It's going to be a road game for the Iowa women. But best of luck to Megan Gustafson and Lisa Bluter and everybody tomorrow as they try to knock off the Wolfpack.
Yeah, Greensboro, excuse me. Only located 75 miles from Raleigh, where North Carolina State resides. So it's a 2-3 I don't know what the odds may be, but North Carolina State has a 6'5 girl inside. She's a freshman, I believe, but could pose a challenge for Megan Gustafson. I think that's where experience may win out for Megan. But I think it'd be a really good game. No pushover on either side.
And then the winner probably gets number one seeded and number one rated Baylor.
Yeah, there is that.
On Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to bring... Now, if the Iowa women win and move on to the regional final, Westwood One does provide coverage of the regional final games on the women's side. So we may bring you that on Monday. But first things first, try to get Iowa a victory tomorrow as they take on North Carolina State. More games coming up tonight for you. And we'll get to those in a moment. First of all, we got to mention this. NBC is a happy group today.
Oh, they're doing cartwheels.
They're doing cartwheels because they got everything to fall into place. And Tiger is moving on to the bracket play in the world match play.
He needs it to win his match.
Needed Brant Snedeker,
to
do Brant Snedeker things. And he did.
Tiger moves into the round of 16. Two rounds tomorrow, the round of 16, followed by the round of 8, the quarterfinals at the World Golf Championship match play event. And still going on right now. We don't know the field yet, or we'd bring it
but
to
we know
you.
Tiger's going to play Rory tomorrow in a terrific matchup in the round of 16. Some good golfers here as they continue to put the field together. They'll have some playoffs, too, sudden death playoffs coming up, too. It's a round robin, four players in each group. They play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, head-to-head. Person with the best record.
Most points in the group.
Moves on. It's very simple. It's very soccer-like. You got your
group, very much so,
you got
yeah.
your groups of death in this thing, and then you got your groups that aren't so good. So... to be honest with you, Tiger's group wasn't very good, with considering top 64 in the world were given invitations to this. Not all 64 showed up, but most everyone in this event is in the top 80 as far as the world is concerned.
Does Michigan State carry the Big Ten banner tonight?
Yes.
Well, it is carrying it. Will it carry it successfully?
Yes. They play LSU. LSU... without their coach, Will Wade, still. I like the way Michigan State is playing right now. I think Sparty wins and sets up the Michigan State-Duke game that everyone is anticipating.
You wouldn't anticipate Duke having much problem with Virginia Tech. Not a lot of problems.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know how it plays out. But and when you get two teams that are in the same conference, you kind of throw things out a little bit. And I think that Duke won both of the matchups. I'd have to double check on that. I really like Kentucky Houston has got me intrigued, though. For some reason, that has got me, it's got my attention tonight. I want to see how Houston, if they want to be taken as a serious national program, national contender, they need to beat Kentucky tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Cougars and the Wildcats. Cats, cats, cats. Almost the same logo too, Mark, if you've noticed. I think the same firm came up with that one. The UK and the UH right there. But we'll have those games coming your way tonight. Elite Eight, day one, coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Twins tomorrow as well at 12:30. Off the Jose Berrios gem yesterday that seemingly nobody in the baseball world is talking about.
7 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 10 strikeouts, no walks. He's pretty good.
Did good yesterday.
Against Cleveland.
Did against a good Cleveland team as well. So we'll have the Twins and the Indians game two of that series coming up on 107.5 FM tomorrow, and that will be at 12:30. Thanks to Nicholas Baer. Thanks to Spencer Lee. Thanks to everybody out there for another great week of the gym class, and we'll be back with you coming up on Monday at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left.